All right, here we go.
Here we go. Janine, will you put 10 minutes on the clock, please? Appreciate it.
Oh, okay, can I
very
break
quickly.
It?
We have a contest to announce.
Yeah.
You can win a special limited edition PDC 10 shirt by doing...
taking photos of some old PDC paraphernalia. I brought two real quick ones. Here's one from 1998,
ancient.
If you can believe it. Ancient PDC.
Woo!
Pretty cool to see. And then stuff like this.
The you know, goods.
The goods, where we'd give out all the fancy package. Anyway, create a photo of some old PDC swag.
A t-shirt, your badge.
Whatever. And then tweet it.
Yep.
So,
and then Janine here on our team is going to pick her favorite, and whatever that means, it's her favorite, and you get to wear that shirt.
That's right. Now, we record these shows Friday morning, so we have to have this done by Friday, whatever the
next
date.
Friday.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Next Friday.
Okay, cool.
Good
okay.
luck.
Good luck. So, speaking of Janine, Janine Harsh is with us today. She
Hi.
Is on our team. She is responsible for all sorts of things, registration, partners,
yep.
sponsorships, yeah. the commons at PDC yep. this year, which yep. is going to be fun, full of fun stuff that you'll see when you
yep.
arrive,
yep.
And tons more. But we've decided that we are, since everyone's coming to Seattle and Bellevue and the Redmond area to PDC this year, that we're going to share some staff picks of our favorite things to do in the area, restaurants, yep. Activities, all sorts of things. So our first guest, Janine, for the first time, is going to tell us her 10 favorite things to do in the local area
okay.
that you might want to do as well.
I'm not sure if it's exactly 10, but I'll try and get there. So I know that other people down the road are going to be saying, oh, this is really cool to do in Seattle because everyone's going to be in Seattle. So I'm going to focus on the East Side.
All right.
East Side.
Woo! Woo! So I'm going to take you way east towards the mountains. So if you're here for an extra day or something, I recommend trying to head towards the mountains where it's just beautiful and gorgeous. About an hour and 15 out from Redmond is Roslyn,
mm-hmm.
which is where
Northern Exposure
yeah,
was filmed.
Cool.
Yeah, there's
cool.
the Roslyn Cafe, which is that was featured in the opening credits for the show. They filmed a lot of the outdoor scenes there. Very cool, very scenic. And then if you get a little bit closer to Seattle, only about a half hour out, is Snoqualmie, which is where Snoqualmie Falls are,
gorgeous.
Which are just this
beautiful,
beautiful, beautiful waterfall. Recommend going there.
And it's also, free, right?
And it's free.
Totally
free. It is free.
They're taller than Niagara Falls.
It's an impressive
really?
Waterfall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. And in the fall, it should be pretty spectacular.
And Twin Peaks was filmed there at
yes.
the hotel.
Yes, David Lynch's show, Twin Peaks, was filmed there in Snoqualmie, as well as in... was it North Bend?
Yep.
Right
yeah,
next
that's
door.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yep, Tweedy's Cafe,
yes.
where you can get your cherry pie
that's
and a
right.
big cup of
still
coffee.
There.
It's still there. So those are some fun things to do near the mountains. And there's also a lot of hiking to do out there, so check that out.
Good hikes.
Okay, I'm going to bring it in a little bit to mm-hmm. Woodinville, which is one of the neighboring towns to Redmond. Woodinville has some famous wineries there. You might have heard of Chateau St. Michel, mm-hmm. Columbia Winery. Well, a bunch of other tasting rooms have been popping up there.
Right.
They say that there's over 70
wow.
in the area now.
And they're all, like, right near each
and
other.
You can
right
walk next door. Hop
yeah.
to hop.
Yeah.
Yep, you can hop between wineries. So if wineries aren't exactly your deal and you like beer, Red Hook Brewery
that's
is right.
right
next door to Columbia Winery as well. You can do a tasting and a tour of the brewery for $1.
Woo!
And it gets you this little glass, shot glass. I think it gives you a 3-ounce pour, and they do, I think, 4 beer pours. It's totally worth the dollar.
I was going to say, we went.
Tip.
So yeah. they have a restaurant there,
and
so you can eat.
Yes. Yeah, and then they have a restaurant downstairs, which has great food as well.
And I was going to say, we went with some friends, and they had a bunch of beer, and then they went on the tour and realized they probably didn't need to have as much beer before they went on that tour, because
yeah.
you get a lot.
Yeah, go on the tour first, and then.
Good
yeah.
tip. Very
yeah.
good tip.
So I recommend seeing those. And then in Redmond is this place called South 47 Farms. So if you have family with you, they have this corn maze there that you can go through. I think it's like $5 or something, but it's a yearly thing. And the theme this year is something with crows. So, yeah, it has multiple mazes in there this year. It's supposed to be pretty good.
I didn't know that one.
And also, there's the Argosy Cruise that takes place. It it starts in Kirkland.
Yes.
And it takes you through Lake Washington. You go past the UW Husky Stadium and apparently you get to go past the houses of the rich and famous, which might include a certain bill that we
might know. Yeah, that's right, it does go by that.
So yes. It's like an hour and a half cruise.
That's a nice cruise.
You can see from the boat, a former Microsoft executive, not Bill, another one, in the lobby of his house, a huge dinosaur replica.
Like what you'd see in a museum.
Like Sue in the Field Museum in Chicago is in his house, and you can see it from the boat on that cruise.
Very cool.
That's a good cruise. I love that cruise.
Yes, and it's only an hour and a half, and you get to see some really cool stuff. I think you even go like underneath the or past the floating bridges and stuff.
And it's close. Yeah. It's a short drive from campus.
Oh, yeah, it's like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
Yeah. And, of course, I'm going to hit on the Microsoft campus while you're here. Make sure to check out the company store, the museum. Walk around from the conference center over towards Building 4 where there's Lake Bill,
right?
The famous Lake Bill. There's some good stories behind that. And if you have some extra time, try and go and find Building 7. If you can find it, I'll give you $100.
Wow!
The challenge, that's a contest!
The challenge is on.
That's way better than a t-shirt.
It is better than a t-shirt. Although it's a t-shirt.
Yeah, so...
And the welcome reception is actually going to be held at the company store and the museum and the visitor center, so you get to see all that if you make it.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's my list.
It's a good
East
list.
Side.
The very
right
good
on,
list.
Janine.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Represent the East Side.
Representing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right on.
What else we got on this list?
Okay, so it's not just about the PDC. There's the PDC++.
Ooh.
So the day after PDC, we've announced that we're going to have a workshop here in this building, Building 20, which is on the Microsoft campus. Mm-hmm. And it's free. But it's very limited. We only have this is not a very large building, and so we're going to take over the entire building on that Saturday, October 30th, and have a workshop on Windows Azure and Windows Phone 7.
Yeah, so there's two tracks, right?
Exactly.
On each of those topics, and you get to pick one of them.
Yep.
And the other thing, in addition to it being free, you do have to be a PDC attendee, right, to get in.
Yep.
And you do have to register, even though you've already registered for the PDC.
You go to the PDC website and sign up for it right away, because we're only taking 150 people, and it's already about
one day into this, and it's already...
But it's another bonus to being here on campus. We've already added... The product teams are saying, oh my goodness, all these people are coming to PDC. We want to take full advantage of that and offer more content for free.
Yep. And we scrambled to actually find the space to do it, but I'm glad we were able to do it.
Yep.
So it'll sell out fast. Local events will wait until next week.
They will wait. I hope we got a look on her face. That was awesome.
That was a good look on her face.
It says 4 minutes.
What?
What?
How long was it?
Was that 10?
That was, you're at 7 minutes, and I started early.
Wow. You truly lied. It's like,
okay,
did you guys take...
Okay,
we keep going.
We got more. Okay, so
we'll have to make
a
creative
if you can't join us in Redmond, don't fret. We are, by the day, adding more and more local events all around the world. So Microsoft offices, local universities, and actually just third parties are having PDC viewing parties.
Yeah, and actually I ran the numbers this morning, and I know this list is growing and growing on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. So this morning there were 70 of these things listed around the world, 13 in South America, 11 in North America, 28 in Europe, 1 in Australia, and 17 in Asia.
That's
and I know there's discussion, like I said, about many,
the one
many
in
more.
Australia, I heard, is at 3 a.m.
Yeah, 3 a.m. Perfect. We had to like triple confirm it, didn't we?
Yes, we had to triple confirm it. And also the one in Japan is Midnight Madness. It's because of the 9 a.m. keynote here.
Right.
They're trying to coordinate it. So Nick, our colleague, said people will be getting up in the middle of the night. And he said, oh, no, they'll still be up.
Exactly. Representing, right?
So the point is, go to the PDC website, microsoftpdc.com/local, and you can see the ever-growing list. And right now, some of the spots, just so you know, just have the city and the date. And not yet the ability to register, but that's coming soon, so keep checking back.
And you bring up an important point. You will have to register for these local events.
Yes, absolutely.
So you have to watch for that as well. I think there's also an email alias. So if you have an idea about hosting a local event, I think there's an email alias that reaches Arthur here, who's helping to assemble this.
That's right.
So you could suggest
that information is on the website.
It's all on that website at the URL that you gave. So I think that's actually pretty exciting. Another plan related to these local events that we talked about yesterday, kind of talking some behind the scenes, is we were trying to figure out how can we feature some of these local events at the main event here on campus, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we've got some ideas about, you know, webcams at some of these local events and maybe showing what's going on at these local events here on Redmond and streaming it back out. So we'll see how that all comes together.
Let's do it. We're going to get ready from Australia.
Yay!
Exactly. That's what we're going to try and do.
But that is absolutely the idea.
How exciting. Now we're all thrown because we don't know what to do.
Yeah, now we're thrown.
We don't know how much time we have left. We don't know what to say. I don't know. Mike, can't you blab a little bit?
We'll just put in a fake timer ring.
30 seconds.
What's that?
30 seconds.
We're going to come up with 30 more 30 seconds. You're going to edit?
Were there any questions you wanted
yes.
to answer?
One more question about the buzzer. We hate the buzzer. Well, guess what? We do, too.
There also was a question from the long tail.
That was not 30 seconds. Yeah. Cut them off.